Good morning, Kay's Al.
Hey, it's Al.
Hi, Al. How you doing? And I assume it's cool if I record our conversation.
Oh, please do. Absolutely. Now, listen, thanks for taking time out to talk to me today. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. And for starters, thank you guys and the whole band for coming back to town again. We can't wait.
Absolutely. We're so excited. We had such a great time up that way. The entire area has just kind of adopted TSO as their own, and every time we come through that region, it's just amazing what goes on. I mean, the state of Oregon's been so good to us. I know we're playing. This is the first time I think we're going to be 100 miles outside of Portland. Am I correct?
Yeah, we're about 100 miles south.
Okay, good, good. Well, we just can't wait to get back up that way. It's always pandemonium there.
Not one, but two shows. Thanks for that.
Listen, thank you guys for that. You know, for a band to come through and have one great show is awesome. To have, like, two sold-out shows on a Sunday, you know, forget, you know, it's a dream come true for all of us involved.
We'll get, you know, more into the concert and that kind of thing. But first, I just wanted to check and see, how's the band doing these days?
The band is good, thank you. I'm assuming you're speaking in light of you know, Paul's passing.
Yes.
Listen, you know, on a personal level, you know, starting with his wife and his daughter, you know, I couldn't imagine, you know, how they're feeling. But I know they've been at the helm of this ship with Paul from the jump. I know that their legacy will continue on, you know. You know, our tribute to Paul and his genius and his work will be every note that's played and every lyric that's sung and every pyro hit that goes off. I mean, everything is a tribute to what the man created. On a personal level, every one of us is absolutely, completely devastated. You know, we've lost our boss, our mentor, our best friend, our big brother. So we could spend hours and hours just talking about that. But anybody in your listening audience, yourself included, you know, who's ever had to deal with something like this can only imagine what we're going through. But please, you know, all prayers and thoughts, you know, to his immediate family, especially his wife and his daughter.
Absolutely, and I just want you to know that we just felt terrible about that and have
Thank
kept you.
You
in the prayers, and, you know, I just try and focus on, you know, better place and commending him to the mercy and compassion of the Almighty. So,
well, listen, life will punch you in the face every so often, you know. You really don't see it coming, and, you know, I don't know. I think the legacy that was created will live forever.
Yeah.
And, I mean, at the end of the day, that is the definition of heaven, in my opinion, is that, you know, for generations to come, you know, they'll hold Paul's work in their minds and in their hearts. And, you know, anytime his name is spoken, you know, people will just smile, you know, and
yeah.
you know, celebrate his music. So there you go.
Even the influence, I was thinking to myself, I am so far removed. But one day he was on the air with us and we had a blast and you guys were coming to town and we were whooping and hollering and couldn't wait. And, you know, it was somebody, oh, you talked to Paul, Trans-Siberian Orchestra? Yeah, kind of a thing. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I was blessed to at least have one conversation with him.
One conversation with Paul is enough to, you know, to change your life. You know, he was definitely, you know, one of a kind, you know. There wasn't even a mold with, when it comes to
yeah.
Paul, you know? I mean, his intellect, his insight, his heart, his compassion. I mean, on every level, the man was just, you know, everything to so many people.
And I remember, too, that Yup was the complete opposite of he had a lot to say, and he shared a lot with us, that's for sure.
Yeah, he knew a lot about a lot of stuff, you know? I mean, I can't tell you how many times we'd be sitting in the recording studio for hours on end, not recording anything, you know, just talking about, I don't know, Winston Churchill or, you know, Walt Disney, you know, the Greek economy, you know, what was going on in China. I mean, I didn't ever have to, like, watch CNN or read the paper. I would just sit down with Paul and you know, get my current events on a daily basis, you know.
Yeah.
But he loved information. You know, he lived for being well-read. He was such an incredible historian, such a prolific writer. Again, you know, there'll be a hole in everybody's heart. Again, of course, you know, his immediate family, his wife and daughter, first
yeah.
and foremost. But, you know, that will be a void in all of us for the rest of our lives.
Cool-looking guy, too. Yeah. Anyway.
Absolutely. Iconic.
Yeah, for sure. And to move on to what's coming in November, I can tell you, I've been in radio for 40 years, given away quite a few TSO tickets over the years, played your Christmas songs and, you know, for years, still love it like the first time I heard it. But I got to tell you, had never seen a show until the last time you guys came to Eugene, and it was a, oh my God, it was so fun and so just the senses were, I mean, nice going. You guys are live up to every bit of the billing.
Well, I appreciate it. And it's fun for me to sit back in this conversation and not have to say too much. You know, I don't have to give it a hard sell. I mean, you know, you've heard about it for years and you're kind of like, okay, you know, I'm sure it's a great show. And then when you go see it, you're like, oh, it's so much more than a great show. It's so much more than anything you can imagine. Unless you're physically in the arena and experiencing what it is, you know, you're just not going to completely get it.
I know that at times you've done, you know, non-traditional Christmassy, you know, the Beethoven and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking forward to the Christmas stuff with the Ghost of Christmas Eve. What can you tell us about your show here in town November 26th?
Well, the Ghost of Christmas Eve is just a beautifully written, very Frank Capra-esque story that Paul wrote years ago. That is basically about a young teenage runaway, this young girl who... she finds shelter in an abandoned theater on Christmas Eve, and she's cold, and she's tired, and she's scared, she's lonely, and she just wants to go home. You know, she doesn't really remember what the fight was about, why she ran away, and her parents don't remember either. They just want their baby home. And the interesting thing about the story is it's so detailed, yet so simple, you know, at the same time. Everybody in the audience, unbeknownst to us, kind of took it upon themselves to insert their own name or their own situation into that story, because everybody misses somebody around Christmas time especially. Yeah. And it's just been so well received, and people in the community have fallen in love with it. So we're going to bring that back this year. And we've done it a couple years in a row now. But the look of the stage will be completely different. It'll be surrounded with by much more production than we've ever had. And of course, you know, for the folks I consider our repeat offenders, they'll have the familiarity of the story, but the front of the show and the back of the show, both musically and visually, will be completely different.
You know, the thing about it, I was just thinking to myself, there's just a really unique niche about rock and roll superstars meets the warm, wonderful, spirited cheer of the holiday. It's like, wow, that's a cool combination, Christmas and you guys rocking.
It is, and thank you again for that. It's a very unique combination, and I think this is what put us on the map going back to 1995 when the first couple notes of Christmas Eve Sarajevo played on the radio for the first time. Nobody in America, and certainly globally, had ever heard anything quite like that. And we kind of, you know, grabbed America by the heart, and that instrumental soundtrack just shook everybody to the core, and nobody's let go of that yet. And every time I hear that song, every time I play that song, you know, it still gives me goosebumps.
Yeah, I hear you totally. I was just thinking to myself how interesting it is for a song like that to move into the folder of, you know, Silver Bells and Jingle Bells and White Christmas.
White Christmas, sure. It's the number two requested Christmas song of all time. You know, and that's, you know, pretty amazing company to be in to think about that.
Yeah. Well, I know you probably are busy. You got to get back to, you know, you guys working your heads off to do like two shows a day for 1,000 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But in closing, we know that it's a huge production. We can't wait. It's fun. We're giving away tickets. You guys have treated us right by allowing us to present the show, which we're very, very proud of. And thank you for that. And safe travels. I know you're going and coming all over. Be safe, and we'll just get ready for your visit in November. Thanks.
All right, Mark. Thanks, brother, for everything today. All my best to the family. Okay, bud?
Yeah, you stay safe and take care. We'll see you in November.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.